WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Hundreds lined Rib Mountain Drive over the weekend for a protest against ICE. It was one of many protests happening in Wisconsin on Saturday and one of hundreds nationwide. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel was there.
I was thinking, you know, maybe 100 people show up, and there were over 500 people that showed up. So many young people.
The protests come in the wake of federal immigration officials fatally shooting Green Bay native Alex Preti on January 24th. And after 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father were detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and held at an ICE facility in Texas a few days prior. Stensel says Saturday's protest reflected on those events. She said one person brought a sign that stood out.
The one that struck me the most is somebody had, it was computer generated, but it showed a little boy in the, I call them Nazi pajamas, that was behind bars. And then it showed Liam with his rabbit hat standing on the other side, and they're looking at each other.
The father and son were released following a judge's order and have been returned to Minneapolis as of Sunday. She says there were some counter-protesters expressing support for ICE.
Across the street, there was, I think, 3 people over there. And then there was, it was either 2 or 3 younger men standing in the crowd holding a Trump and Vance sign. And they just stood there. You know, they didn't really heckle anybody. You know, they were respectful.
She says organizers of the event are planning another protest towards the end of the month. It's Career and Technical Education, or CTE, month in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the State Department of Financial Institutions are celebrating the role career and technical education plays in preparing students for success. CTE helps improve academic performance, increases graduation rates, and provides students with the skills and real-world experiences needed to succeed in post-secondary education and high-demand careers. CTE programs across the state collaborate with business and industry partners to meet evolving workforce needs, support local economic growth, and prepare students for career fields expected to grow in the coming years. The Wausau School District offers CTE programs at the high school and middle school levels, including programs in agriculture, family and consumer sciences, technology and engineering, business, marketing, and more. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. Another candidate for state lawmaker has thrown their hat in the ring. John Kroll is running to represent the 85th Assembly District, which represents large parts of Wausau and Weston. Kroll currently serves on the Marathon County Board, but is giving up his seat. In a statement, Kroll took aim at the Republican-controlled state legislature, saying they've, quote, been siding with big corporations and billionaires, leaving hardworking Wisconsinites behind. Kroll could face incumbent Representative Pat Snyder, who hasn't announced re-election plans yet. Snyder won re-election in 2024 in a race against Yi Lang Xiong, who has announced his bid for state treasurer. Marathon County contractors can get free lead contractor training through the County Health Department and the City of Wausau. According to an announcement, the trainings are aimed at helping contractors learn lead-safe work practices and earn state certifications required for renovation and lead abatement work in pre-1978 housing and child-occupied facilities. The courses will take place at the department's office in Wausau. They include lead OSHA, lead-safe renovator, lead abatement worker, and lead abatement supervisor training courses. The courses are free with a $100 deposit cash only if the participant doesn't attend the training. To register, visit marathoncounty.gov/health or the Marathon County Health Department's Facebook page. Dozens of the 575 federally recognized Native American tribes are making it easier to get tribal IDs by waiving fees, lowering the age of eligibility, and printing cards on the spot. Experts say it's the first time tribal ID cards have been widely used as proof of U.S. citizenship and protection against federal law enforcement. It comes after reports of immigration agents stopping and detaining tribal members have popped up in the last month. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Pacific Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Wisconsin families who use food share will soon have new rules on what they can buy. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that blocks the program from covering candy and soda. That deal also adds $72 million in state money and more staff at the Department of Health Services. Evers says the extra funding will help protect families and taxpayers from bigger costs that are tied to recent federal changes. One of the people charged in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Marathon County is asking a judge for changes before his trial. Jesse Vang filed 3 motions in court yesterday, asking to move the trial and to keep some of the evidence out. Elijah disappeared from Two Rivers in early 2024 and was found dead months later. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, both face felony charges, including child abuse and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond, and a hearing is set for May. As the weather starts to warm up, a Wisconsin medical facility is trying to track ticks again. The Marshall Field Clinic Research Institute is kicking off its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. Now, this is the 3rd year of the project through which people can send any ticks they come across to researchers. It's meant to help track the spread of the insects and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project. Brewers fans headed to American Family Field for opening day can expect 2 things, traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese, waffles, deep fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all part of giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 win over the Reds last night in an exhibition game. Home runs by Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Manager Pat Murphy on the value of these 2 warm-up games at AmFam Field before opening day Thursday.
Anytime you get to go play baseball against an opponent, you get that opportunity to get that rhythm going, you know, and get your eyes set.
The Badgers women's hockey team back in Madison after winning the national championship again. Head coach Mark Johnson.
It's been a challenging year for a lot of different reasons, but they stuck together. I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Enright was going to get our game-winning goal, but that shows what type of team and how well they connected.
NBA, the Bucks got blown out again last night in L.A., losing to the Clippers 129-96.
This team hasn't had a losing season in 10 years. You haven't had one in almost 20.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. Jeez. Well, we're going to have one this year.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 55 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and even warmer with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.